Hello, welcome to the Amateur Tarot On Demand Digital Radio Show, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That entertaining host over there?
That wasn't that entertaining. All I said was for entertainment purposes only in a serious voice.
Well, it felt entertaining. It felt like you were like putting on a character, like this is the...
Oh, my lawyer character.
This is my lawyer. Yeah. Do you not... Were you not being a lawyer character? Is that really just the energy you're going to bring to the show today?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very legalistic.
Wow. Well, I guess that'll work. I guess we can go with that.
No entertainment today.
No inter... So then
what purposes? So it's just for purposes only.
For purposes.
It's for purposes.
That's really open-ended. That could get us in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
So this is for...
What's the opposite of entertainment?
Whatever you're doing right now.
For personal edification only.
There we go. For personal edification only. And that personally edifying person over there, who's much more entertaining than I'm giving him credit for, is Ben Noble.
No, I'm very boring today.
Today you're very boring.
That's Brian Dooley.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Ben. I guess you're pretty boring. So if you were going to explain in the most boring way possible what we do, how would you...
Sure. Pursuant of the claims... that's all the lawyers speak, I know.
Heretofore.
Yeah. So, the tarot, it's a set of cards. And from the set of cards, you can lay out multiple cards.
How many cards are there in a tarot deck?
78.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah, because I'm a lawyer. From those 78 cards, you can derive some form of meaning. And you can lay them out in several various different spreads. But we just lay out three cards, representing the past, the current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for personal edification purposes only outcome.
And then what do we...
If you'd like, I can read some from a book on tort reform I have here.
Maybe later when things get a little dry and okay. We need to spice them up.
Yeah, well...
What do we do
perhaps after... you'd like to talk about 18th century common law.
Now that's something that I could really dig my teeth into. Do you dig your teeth in? Sink my teeth into.
Yes.
Dig your nails into? No, dig
that's
your...
different than sinking your teeth into something. Your nails sounds... sexual, and I won't tolerate that on this podcast.
I also won't tolerate that on this podcast. We also do a card of the week. And who's that card of the week for, Ben?
Anyone.
That's right. Anyone.
It's for personal edification only as well.
It's for anyone's personal edification. But really, it's for you. The lol that doesn't get their card. Well, no, that's not right. Let me walk that back a little bit. It's for everyone. Including the person that gets their question answered this time, but especially for the people that don't get their question answered, because everybody deserves to feel a little bit special in this age of the millennial.
I concur.
All right. Well, Mr. Ben Noble Esquire, should we to Queerance Corner?
We shall.
Here we are in Queerance Corner.
So roomy.
Thanks for noticing. I cleaned it. So who's the question from this week, Ben?
It's from Lynn from Philadelphia.
Ooh, Philadelphia.
Brian, I hope you got permission to read her location.
Well, the location was given to me.
Well, then I suppose you have permission.
In a public form. So not a public form, but I guess it was a private form. This whole thing is private. We're about to give away a bunch of Lynn's private information.
All right.
We're not doxing. Let me...
Do you have in writing?
Well, yeah, she wrote the email. She filled out the form.
Okay. Well, then it seems legal
and
to
gave
me.
Us this
it seems all above board.
Yeah. And
pursue.
I'm glad that I have you here today because this is really bringing up a lot of stuff. When someone sends us a form, we're allowed to use that information for its stated purpose, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, that was easier than I thought it was going to be. And she's from Philadelphia. And as a lawyer, you're familiar with Philadelphia because of that Denzel Washington movie, right?
Yes. Yeah. That one. We both know it, so I'm not going to waste time saying it.
Okay.
I'm not going to waste any time talking about it because we're all aware of that Denzel Washington movie.
And so is that what made you want to be a lawyer?
No, it was actually 12 Angry Men.
Oh, which one was it?
Grumpy.
Because none of them were lawyers.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they were jury members.
Yeah, but I wanted to be in charge of the jury.
Which lawyers are
yes.
in charge of the jury.
Yes.
Like when a lawyer can be like, strike that from the record.
Yeah.
And then
you get to ask them questions and you get to bring people to the stand. And I'm angry, so I thought it would be a good fit.
And you can say things like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fun.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Tarot Podcast, shall we read Lynn's question?
Lynn from Philadelphia?
Yes.
Let's do it.
I've been working in the finance industry for 15 years. Well, Lynn, not me.
Yeah, this is Lynn's question now.
I've been working in the finance industry for 15 years, and while I'm very good at my job, I'm also very, very bored of it. I'm also at a loss when thinking about different avenues for my career. Cooking has brought me joy, but the idea of cooking professionally does not appeal to me. I'm also an amateur tarot reader, having practiced for about a year. Get her out of here.
Let's go on to the question.
So my question is, how can I make money and be happy at the same time? Not with an amateur tarot podcast.
Well, the lawyer
otherwise,
has
we
spoken.
Would have to bring a very big lawsuit with a hefty fine.
Yeah, we've definitely TM'd this for the past year and a half.
So that makes it legal. So, if you say trademark, it's a trademark.
Yes.
That's legal.
And publishing a podcast is the new poor man's copyright.
Yeah, you have to mail it to yourself.
I email it to myself.
Okay.
Well, it's an electronic medium, so...
Yeah, it's still mail.
Otherwise, I would have to mail what? A computer to myself?
You'd have to print out the transcript and mail it to yourself.
Well, the joke's on you because nobody transcribes these
things.
Well,
that's where you'd have to start. You have to print out the audio file, a picture of the audio file.
Well, anyway, it's protected because I've definitely done all those things.
Okay. So, Lynn, don't you dare start a podcast about amateur tarot. You can start a podcast about anything else.
But I really appreciate you calling yourself an amateur tarot reader because that makes you like one of our disciples.
She's one of our 12 angry men.
She's one of our 12 angry men. Thanks, Lynn.
Huh. Well, I guess... just realized that 12, is it supposed to be like Jesus?
No, I think it's supposed to be jury members.
Okay, because there's also 12 disciples, right?
There are 12 disciples.
And they were probably angry men too.
But they're not like racist and trying to put away someone for doing a crime that they may or may not have committed. Wait a minute. We just cracked this whole case wide open.
We'll have to go watch that movie and circle back.
Yeah. Which movie?
12
Angry Men.
Not the Denzel Washington one.
No. I just watched Jesus Christ Superstar the other night. Not the one on TV, but there was one performing here in St. Louis.
Oh, how was that?
It was really good. It was delightful.
Where was it?
It was at Stray Dog Theater, which is...
Heard of them.
Close to where I live. I was going to say exactly where it is in relation to my house, but then I realized that some of our 12 angry men that are listening may not have the best of intentions.
Exactly. So. You, as a lawyer, I would advise you not to give out your personal address on an electronic medium.
I appreciate
especially
that advice.
Especially in this day and age. Really in any day and age.
If you need to get in touch with me, just email me, and then I'll give you my full address in writing.
And then that email will be protected from copyright.
Yes. And so you aren't allowed to use it except for its stated purpose.
Right.
Which is what copyright does, right? What is your arm of the law, Ben? Is it copyright law? Is it entertainment law?
It's
litigation.
Litigation, yes. Just general multi-purpose litigation.
Okay.
You know, I'm kind of just like the Swiss Army knife of lawyers.
That is.
But my specialty is 18th century agrarian law.
Okay. I'm surprised you didn't bring that up when you brought up tort reform and 18th century common law.
Well, common law and agrarian law, they're similar.
I guess everything was kind of agrarian back then.
Exactly.
They didn't have as many podcasts.
All right, so Lynn's question.
How can I make money and be happy at the same time? That's the long
become
and short
a lawyer.
Of it.
I'm very happy. Can't you hear it in my voice?
And this week we're going to be using the Radiant Rider-Waite. And I'm just going to give it one shuffle and hand it over to Ben.
I don't need to look at this.
You do need to look at it.
Well, Brian, the Radiant Rider-Waite, it's a deck of cards.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
This is a perfect deck for Lawyer Ben.
Yeah, it is. You really did pick a good one today. Well, the Radiant Rider-Waite Tarot deck is just like the Rider-Waite Tarot deck, except slightly worse because it's Radiant. You know, I mean, if you've seen one Rider-Waite deck, you've seen them all. Can we assume that our laws have seen the Rider-Waite deck before?
We can assume that. Can, with an N at the end, not a T at the end, okay. In case I didn't enunciate enough. Yes, the Rider-Waite deck is the traditional deck that you see anywhere on TV or when people are talking about tarot cards. That's probably what you're thinking of. Unless you're like a real tarot nerd and you are really into a Thoth deck or like a Tarot de Marseille deck. But most people, your lay people, your amateur tarot people, are going to think of the Rider-Waite deck.
And so this is the Rider-Waite deck, except for the yellows are a little more yellow, the blues are a little more blue, and the characters are a little more rounded for some reason.
Yeah, they redrew all of the cards.
Oh.
But there's still like a one-to-one correlation between everything on every card.
Yes. So, 2 stars.
2 stars. I would have thought 3 just on the basis of it being a serviceable Rider-Waite deck.
That's what I thought before you made me look at it. I was going to say, I don't have to look at this. I know what it is. Then you made me look at it and I realized, like, it's worse.
Okay.
It's the Rider-Waite deck, slightly worse. It's like the Rider-Waite deck if I drew the Rider-Waite deck, which I wouldn't because it would be worse.
And this deck, this 2-star deck, is one of the first decks I ever got. I had a regular Rider-Waite deck. And
3 stars.
I got this deck.
2 stars.
Because of Biddy Tarot. Biddy Tarot was one of the first people that I was using when I was trying to learn what the cards meant. And Biddy uses the Radiant on her website.
Hmm. And now, if you get the original Rider-Waite deck, not the one that we both have, but one called the original Rider-Waite Tarot deck.
Right.
The colors are slightly more muted, and that one's 4 stars.
Mm-hmm. Wait, are you talking about the original Rider-Waite deck, or are you talking about the Smith-Waite deck? Like, that I have the borderless one.
No, that one's good. That one's also 4 stars.
Okay. So I don't know.
But there's something called the Rider-Waite deck, and then apparently, because I have it, so I know, there's something called the original Rider-Waite deck.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Huh.
And it's not on our spreadsheet.
Huh. Well, I'll show it to you sometime.
Ooh, that's exciting. I wonder what the cards are going to look like.
Well, they're going to look a lot like this, except 2 stars better.
Which is pretty good.
4 stars is good.
2 stars is a lot of stars when you're talking about like a difference between them. 5-star system? Yeah.
Movies only have 4 stars, don't they?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, sometimes movies just have a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Sometimes they have a tomato.
Mm-hmm. But there's 100 of those.
Yes. That's a lot of tomatoes.
Yeah. There's 100 of those.
That doesn't make sense, though, when you think about their rating system, because, like, the idea is that you're throwing tomatoes at somebody because they suck, right?
Yeah. The idea is that the less tomatoes you have, the more rotten the tomatoes are. And so, like,
that doesn't make any sense.
Because maybe there's fewer people in the audience because you couldn't keep them there. And the people that stayed towards the end threw rotten tomatoes.
But then, like, if you have 100 tomatoes allegedly being thrown at you, that's worse than having one tomato thrown at you.
Once you get past, I think, 60% or something, then they turn red. And I think those tomatoes are gifted to you like a sacrifice.
Oh, like, you must be starving.
You are a true artist. Here is some food.
Yeah. Also, Brian, I'm going to have to ask you to put your phone on silent.
Oh, why? Just because it keeps beeping?
Yeah.
Because it keeps going off in the middle? I can't help how popular I am.
Well, Brian, I just, you know, you should have put it in airplane mode.
I should have. You're right.
I'm not going to sue you because you turned it off, but I would have otherwise.
I turned it off and I put it on the carpet so that if it buzzes, we won't hear it.
Perfect.
But if there's an emergency during this, do I get to sue you?
Yes.
Okay. Will you represent me in that case?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, let's go ahead and remember what Lynn's question is.
I've been working in finance for 15 years, and while I'm very good at my job, I'm also very, very bored of it. I'm also at a loss when thinking about different avenues for my career. Cooking has brought me joy, but the idea of cooking professionally does not appeal to me. I'm also an amateur tarot reader, but would never think about starting a podcast of a similar name, having practiced for about a year. So my question is, how can I make money and be happy at the same time?
All right. How can Lynn make money and be happy at the same time?
Become a lawyer.
Do we have any...
Moving on.
Oh, you do have pre-advice. It's to become a lawyer.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
All right. You sound very happy.
What about you? Do you have any advice, Brian? And this is for personal edification only.
Yeah, I really don't, because I've found that in my personal life, I've had to choose between making money or being happy. Like, I enjoy my job. But if I didn't have to work, would I still do my job? I would just do this podcast, probably.
I hope your boss isn't listening.
I can guarantee my boss isn't listening. But if my boss is listening...
For entertainment purposes only.
This is just for entertainment purposes only. All right, well, let's go ahead and how can Lynn make money and be happy at the same time? Let's reference the cards. Recent past?
Flip.
The Five of Wands.
Mm. Okay. Oh, I'm supposed to describe it?
Mm-hmm.
Five hobbits hit each other with sticks.
Ben can't even be bothered to treat the card with respect when he's describing it. Yeah, five hobbits are hitting each other with sticks.
And this card makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, this card is about conflict, about really wrestling with something.
Yeah, it's when you're feeling like you're coming up against, you're butting heads with other people or butting heads with different versions of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sounds like that's what's really happening here is that you have these competing impulses and you're not quite sure which is the stronger impulse or who is going to take the day.
Yeah, and the wands are a suit of passion, which leads us to think that this is something to do with what you want versus what you have to do or what you would enjoy doing or what you're excited about versus anything else.
And it sounds like there are some competing passions with the cooking and with the amateur tarot reading and with whatever else you didn't mention in your question that you're probably also passionate about, grooming cats.
Set. Oh, we forgot to mention
18th century agrarian reform.
There are so few people that are interested in 18th century agrarian reform that if that is your particular yum, you should follow it up as hard as you can and then join Ben's law firm.
Yeah.
But if it's not, then I'm probably going to need another co-host soon because Ben's going to leave me in order to pursue his law career. So either way,
just things to think about.
We've got a spot for you here, Lynn.
So then I guess we don't need to go to the current action and future outcome.
Well, we probably should because she's in Philadelphia, the site of that famous movie. And we need to focus on, she needs to focus on stuff that's there at home.
Well, it's the digital age, Brian. She can probably email you her audio file.
You mean you just come here every week because you want to?
No.
Okay.
Just feel compelled.
Excellent.
I've signed a legally binding contract that requires my presence.
Well, good. I'm glad you remember that contract.
All right. Moving All right. on to the current action.
Current action.
Flip.
The star. This makes a lot of sense also.
Yeah, it does. A naked woman pours water into a pond and also onto dry land. Above her, a bunch of stars, one yellow.
And this is very clearly, this is about setting goals and having something to achieve. Would you agree with that, Ben?
I would agree. I would concur. Pursuant to the claims.
Pursuant to the claims, Ben concurs. Let's just go on ahead to the future because...
I guess. Well, you don't want to say anything else about this card.
You have anything else to say?
I don't know. What I have to say is that it's very unhelpful in this situation, if only because it's descriptive rather than prescriptive.
Yeah.
It describes a situation of Lynn feeling like she needs to find her North Star, her guiding light, and figure out what she wants to do, and then pursue that. But if we don't know what that guiding light is, then we're just describing what needs to happen without giving any real advice.
Yeah, we don't know what to do pursuant to the star.
Yes. Now you're getting it.
Well, let's go ahead and move into the future, and maybe we circle back and clarify if we need to.
Okay. Flip.
The Ace of Swords.
Okay. A white hand holds a sword aloft, atop it, a crown, and some plants.
Lawyer Ben is on fire. I can't wait to do more shows with Lawyer Ben.
I mean, I can just do a card description if you want of every card in the deck, and you can kind of release that as its own little thing.
Oh, we should do that. Yeah, that's a good
idea.
It's
like it'll be for the blind tarot, and it'll be me describing the cards
that's so they good. Can learn. And then they can just hit random shuffle.
Yeah.
And that's how they draw a card.
Yeah.
That is not the worst idea that we've ever had.
TM. And mail it to myself. Can I send a quick email?
Okay. So the Ace of Swords. The Ace of Swords is indicative of just a flash of insight where you have the solution to a problem.
Yeah, but it can also be about a new intellectual journey.
It could be.
And so that's how I'm seeing it, is that the answer of the pursuant to the star is this idea of some sort of intellectual journey. I don't know, cooking. I don't know. I don't want to be offensive. I don't want to be rude. I cook, but I don't consider it necessarily an intellectual challenge.
It could be, but that also...
Cooking is more of a coins thing.
I think cooking is a wands thing. It's a passion thing.
Okay. It's a coins and wands.
Yeah, coins and wands, you know.
And cups.
And cups, but not swords. Unless you need to cut something when you're cooking, and then you probably want a sword.
Haha, very funny.
I can't believe I made Lawyer Ben laugh.
Yep. Hilarious. So I think that's what it's saying, that the new thing needs to be something intellectually stimulating.
Yeah, and maybe that new thing is, oh man, I don't know. This
18th century agrarian reform law?
This is a hard question. Yeah. So you're an expert in the finance industry, and that is really dragging you down. Cooking is enjoyable, but being a chef isn't really something you're interested in. So we can kind of just back that off and take it off the table.
I think so.
And then you're an amateur tarot reader. You've practiced for about a year, which is super fun. That puts you about the level of us.
So. Which, let me tell you, tough to make a career out of.
Yeah.
A year and a half later.
That's why we have to combine it with that sweet, sweet podcast money. Ben looked like he had something to say, but instead just...
I'm just wondering where that sweet, sweet podcast money went, because I haven't gotten a check.
Instead of speaking, he just drank his coffee like Kermit the Frog with his tea. I think we need to draw another card.
All right. Well, if you feel like it.
I feel like it.
Okay. I think it's just because you want me to describe another card.
That works also.
Okay. What if it's not a card that's helpful?
Then we're going to keep drawing cards until we have an answer for Lynn from Philadelphia.
Is this just a way for you to secretly get me to record 78 card descriptions so you can steal my idea?
Yeah, and then I'm going to publish it.
Okay. Well, I'll see you in court.
And now that I've told you that, and it's on, and it's recorded, all I have to do is get the transcript of this and mail it to myself.
Or just the audio file, a picture of the audio file.
And I'm using it for its stated purpose.
Yes.
And then I can't get in trouble. And you'll represent me if you sue me.
Damn. Flip.
I just lawyered you. The Knight of Pentacles.
That's not a helpful card.
The Knight of Coins. Ugh.
A knight on a black horse, holding a coin, looking into the distance.
And what's the Knight of Coins typically represent?
Well, the Knight of Coins could represent you or someone else in your life, but it's a workman's card. The Knight of Coins is all about investing in starting something or continuing on a journey, really putting the hard work in. You know, nothing's easy. You gotta work at it.
All right.
Well, you have a flash of insight, it seems.
All right, here we go. Here's my Ace of Swords moment. Lynn, I'm sorry to say you're going to keep going in the finance industry. That is your bread and butter, and it's what you're good at. And despite the fact that you're bored of it, it is kind of what your 9-to-5 is going to look like. But you are going to be able to pursue another avenue and make a little bit of cash, but the cash is not going to be really what it's about. What you're going to do is maybe it's cooking, maybe it's amateur tarot reading, maybe it's
18th century agrarian reform.
But you're going to follow one of those paths as your passion project. And I know we've said before to like do your side hustle and keep your day job. This is something where we're saying you're going to
keep... This is the cards have told you,
yeah,
not us.
You're going to keep your day job. You're going to continue working in finance and you're going to be very good at it. And that just is what it is. But you're also going to have these side gigs that you're going to be able to make new friends. You're going to be able to form new connections with people, and you're going to be able to really push yourself into the realm of happiness, even though your work isn't as exciting as you would like.
The other thing I might add is, well, first off, excellent yes. Interpretation.
Pursuant to the claims.
The other thing that I would say is, Lynn, you don't mention whether or not you've been working, you know, you say you've been working in finance for 15 years. Is that at the same company? Is it at different companies? Is it at the same size companies? Is it in the same city? Is it all in Philadelphia? Essentially, what I'm saying is that perhaps finance has become boring just based on the fact that maybe you've worked in the same place for 15 years with the same people doing the same types of things day in and day out. Perhaps there's a way that you can find new intellectual passion and new intellectual inspiration in the finance world, if you know, maybe you move to a smaller company, or if you're in a small company, maybe you move to a larger company, or does that make sense, what I'm saying?
I think it totally makes sense.
Okay. Maybe there's an area like 18th century agrarian reform, something I'm very familiar with. I'm going to use that as a metaphor. Like, you know, there are people who specialize sort of in like laws about fences in the 18th century and, you know, who can build a fence where. But then other people specialize in the cows, you know, where cows are allowed to roam, how many cows you can own, what happens when the tax collector comes to collect money on the heads of cattle. And
does bread baking fall under that?
That's a different area.
Even though it's got the wheat and all that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't
mean that. More like 18th century bakery reform.
Oh, okay.
It's different. But basically what I'm saying is, like, maybe you're doing fences right now, but cows is something that could really inspire you and get you going for the next 15 years until you come back to us.
Excellent. And in the meantime, keep doing your amateur tarot reading. We're interested to hear how that turns out. Do not start a podcast. Ben will come after you with the force of every law he knows.
Which are few, because in the 18th century, there weren't that many laws on the books.
And almost none of them were about digital on-demand radio.
Yeah, almost none. One was, but almost none.
Well, Lynn, I hope that helped. We did four cards for you, and I think we finally got there. I think we finally were able to get you over the hump and give you some good advice. So I hope that helped. Write in and let us know. Well, that was a tough one.
That was.
But thank you, Lynn, for writing in. Thanks for helping us stretch our muscles. Is that what you do? You stretch muscles? Stretch our legs.
Sure.
We flex our muscles. That's what I was thinking of. Hmm. Letting us flex our tarot muscles and really get a good workout in.
But that's not quite.
No?
No, because like flexing your muscles is like showing off.
Well, isn't that what we do?
I don't know.
Whoa.
Stretching is like limbering up, you know?
Yeah.
That's very, that's passive. It's not passive. But it's not showing off. Like flexing your muscles is showing off.
So we
worked out our muscles.
We're working out our muscles.
That's not necessary. It could be showing off.
And when
but
you're,
it's not.
Yeah, it's not right now. But when you listen to it, it totally is showing off.
Yeah.
Because now we're working out in front of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are essentially listening to a tape of two dudes in the gym.
Basically.
Yeah. All right. So should we go to the card of the week?
Yes, I think we are contractually obligated now at this point of the show to proceed on to the card of the week.
All right, and what deck are we using for the card of the week this week?
Well, this week we're using the Hanson Roberts.
Oh boy,
you are illustrated by Mary Hanson Roberts.
You're going to be so excited about this deck.
I can tell from the picture on the front of the box that I'm going to be very excited about this deck. First off, the cards are small. That's the first thing I notice.
Yeah, are they the size of a normal deck of cards, like a playing cards?
It does seem that way.
Yeah.
The second thing that I'm noticing is that they're colored pencils. They're similar to the Rider-Waite, but more mystical.
Mm-hmm.
There's also this like white banner at the bottom that has the name of the card in five different languages.
And we only speak one different languages each.
Yes. Yes. So it's a lot like the Radiant Rider-Waite in a lot of ways, but more fantastical. I'm looking at the Four of Pentacles, which has Bernie Sanders holding four coins in like Rip Van Winkle clothing.
There's another Four of Coins that has Bernie Sanders on it, isn't there?
Maybe.
Do you remember that?
I'm going to give this 2 stars as well.
2 stars. We've got 4 out of 10 stars. That's 2/5. Two-fifths of how good a show can be, that's where we are today.
That has nothing to do with our show. It just has to do with the decks that we're using.
Thank you for clarifying, pursuant to the claims.
Well, we'll give this a mix-up.
And the card of the week, again, is for anyone. That includes our querent.
But it's only for personal edification.
And, yeah, this week it's for personal edification only. But, Lynn, this is for you. And for all you other Sarahs and Steves and 10%ers out there, this is for you. Flip.
I'll see you in court. We have the Ten of Rods.
The Ten of Rods. Describe.
Well, the Ten of Rods, we have a fancily dressed, bald man with some white hair around. What do you call that? I don't know.
Like he has a bald head?
Yeah, like Benjamin.
He has the horseshoe? Kind
of, yeah, he's got that. And he's walking towards a castle, belabored, carrying 10 wands, but it looks like 10 artichokes.
Didn't we have the Ten of Wands not too long ago when we did the steampunk deck?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was a much more uplifting Ten of Wands, though. I get the feeling this will not be.
All right. That's the end of your description?
Yes.
Okay. The Ten of Rods, according to the Little White Book on the Hanson Roberts Tarot. A man is burdened by the weight of 10 flowering rods he carries toward a castle. So you got the description right.
Yeah, that's good. Also, 10 flowering rods.
They are. They have, I don't know, hyacinths or something on the top of them.
Yeah, but like, when do rods flower?
All the time in this deck.
Well, in this deck, but...
Ooh, look at how sharp that sword is. I just looked at a random card, and it was the King of Swords. And
it's not a very long sword.
No, but it's very sharp.
And shiny.
And shiny.
Anyway.
Anyway, the divinatory meanings. So, keywords. Come on. Excessive pressures. Problems soon to be resolved. Ooh, you know what I love is sentences instead of keywords. Excessive pressures. Problems soon to be solved. Striving to meet a goal or maintain a certain level or position. Possibly using power for selfish ends. Huh.
Interesting. That's it?
That's it.
All right, well, we'll see you next week.
Wait, we have to tell them what that means for them.
Oh.
So this week, you are under a lot of pressure. You've got a lot of stuff going on. And... you need to be careful that your goal is something that you need to be careful that you're working with integrity and that you're doing what you should be doing, not just what you have to be doing or what you want to be doing. Well, we got that finished.
Yep.
And I guess that's the end of the pod or the end of the on-demand digital radio show. So we want to thank one more time. We want to thank Lynn.
Thank you.
For writing in from Philadelphia. And I hope you don't sue us. But if you do,
Ben, we'll win.
Yeah, Ben is an incredible lawyer and he will use the full strength of the law to come down hard on you. So just be happy where you are as an amateur tarot reader. And
keep, no, don't be happy where you are. Keep working at it.
Well, yeah.
Keep pushing yourself.
Keep
get better.
Keep getting better, but don't ever get too big for your britches.
Yeah.
Because we've got Ben on our side. And good luck to combining your career with something that makes you happy.
Now I'm just thinking about how to combine finance and food.
I mean, there are a lot of budget food all the time.
A lot of budget cooking blogs. What?
I don't cook, and so I combine finance and food all the time because I love eating.
Okay, well, there's an idea for Lynn. There's a free idea that she can have. I'll mail this one to you, Lynn. She can start a blog about restaurants that are affordable.
Ooh, that's a good one. I wish the cards came up with that because
she'll call it $10 meals, and she'll go to a bunch of restaurants and order meals for $10 and review them.
Excellent. What if she is able to go to like really fancy restaurants and they give her stuff for $10?
That doesn't sound useful to a layperson like myself.
It doesn't, but it sounds useful to her.
Yes.
And so then she can eat like a rich, rich person.
But this is about me.
Okay. So you heard it, Lynn. You need to benefit Ben in order to...
That's why it's called a benefit.
Well, that's the last episode of this podcast.
Thank God. I've been trying to spike this for years.
Thank you to Lynn. Thank you to all of our lols. We love... hearing from you. We love having you out there. And thank you for listening. Ben, where can people find us pursuant to
their interests?
Their interests.
AmateurTarot.com. AmateurTarotReading@gmail.com. 314-325-6047 is the phone number.
Yeah. And if you call now,
you will get my book on 18th century agrarian reform.
Yeah. That's if you call within 10 minutes of us recording this episode.
You can also find us. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, and this ties into something a little bit later, but I also have been posting like when we're getting ready to record on Facebook. And so someone could technically call us within 10 minutes.
That would be problematic. I guess I'd have to start writing.
Yes. So get on it, guys. I want to read this book.
You can also find us at Terror Amateur on Twitter.com. You can find Brian at ZenIronMan on Twitter.com. You can find me nowhere.
Or at making, no. Is it making all this up?
Yes.
Did I change that?
No.
Did it used to have your website on it?
It used to have my website on it, but you would never tell them my website. Instead, you would direct them to Twitter, a website that I don't use.
Yeah. So you can find Ben at making all this up on Twitter.
Yeah, but really, I would just like them to go to my website at makingallthisup.com and read my weekly blog.
Why did I take the website off?
I don't know. Why did you? Well, because you would never read the website. It would just be up there, but you wouldn't read it.
Oh, well, let's change that.
I think you were trying to force people to interact with me on Twitter.
Yeah, I want people to interact on Twitter.
Yeah, but I don't interact on Twitter.
You should. Maybe I'm trying to force you.
I've done that before, and it's not good.
Oh, it's so good. There's so much political stuff.
Yeah, that's why I mean, I was like a junkie, junking it up.
Yeah, so you can find Ben at his website, imakingallthisup.com. And, oh, Ben, speaking of your website, this is not for lawyer Ben. This is for a creative person, Ben.
Okay, well, hold on.
Ben, come back. Oh, you're back. No? You look different.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Ben. Good to have you here.
Yeah. Am I on time?
You are on time for what I need you for right now.
Great.
I went to see a show the other night, and you were thanked by name. It was a stage reading of a play of a friend of mine.
And I was thanked by name?
You were thanked by name because your blog inspired them to do the verb to become the noun.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I will have to figure out who this person is.
This person also cheered out the amateur tarot pod, which I wooed very loudly, and I was the only one in the audience who did that. But then
a lot of great thank yous from this person who I'm beginning to guess I have an idea of who it is.
Then they thanked you by name.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you to them.
And they went on to say why your thing was important to them because of the do the verb to be the noun.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I stole that from Austin Kleon.
Well, Austin Kleon's got nothing on you because Austin Kleon did not get thanked at this show.
Sweet. Well, that's so nice of them. All right. Well, I got to pop out for a second.
Okay, cool. Well, see you later.
Has the podcast concluded?
We have just a little bit left.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Time is money. Money's time.
You need to remind people about their mind palace.
Yes.
Their memory palace.
Okay. Mind palace sounds cooler.
Mind palace is cool. That's what it is now.
All right, so imagine this. You're at work. You're bored. You're checking your email. There's some emails in it. You respond to some of them. You delete some of them. You mark some of them as unread so as to not tip off the fact that you've read that email. But now you're bored and you don't want to work. So what do? You open up iTunes, maybe on your computer if you have it, maybe on your phone because you got it there, or your podcast application, whatever it is. And then you go search Amateur Tarot. You click on our little button because it's really the only one you can click on. And then you give us a review, an honest one, but 5 stars.
Yeah, that's it. And if you do, there's a chance that you'll get read on our review of the week.
Pursuant to the claims.
Pursuant to
the review.
And we got a new review this week.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And this week's review is from Spendejo, or Spendejo.
Probably Spendejo.
I bet it's Spendejo.
5 stars.
5 stars is the beginning of the review from Spendejo or Spendejo.
Awesome show. I've been interested in learning tarot, and I love comedy podcasts. And this is the perfect combination of both. Keep up the good work.
You know what? We will.
Thank you, Spendejo.
Thanks. So that was our review of the week. It was short and sweet, but they love it. And hopefully you love it, too. So hit us up on the iTunes reviews, and we'll read your thing out loud. Also, we have a Facebook group where I talk about when we're going to record, so possibly you can get Ben's book. We talk about live shows that may or may not be coming up. We talk about different things to do with the tarot and different things to do with life. So join up on our Facebook group and be a part of the fun.
Also, now on the outline, this is the part where it says thank you to, and there's no follow-up. So thank you to hand lotion, because my hands are dry and I've been using it a lot and it's working. I really love that feeling when you put hand lotion on your dry hands and then it hurts, but you know that's because it's working.
Whoa. What kind of lotion are you using?
I just have very dry hands.
Wow. It hurts your hands to put lotion on them?
Yes.
How dry? Do you have like hands of the rock biter from The Neverending Story?
Yes, that movie that I've seen.
It takes place in Philadelphia. Anyway, Thanks, everybody.
Hold on. Don't stop it yet. I'm trying to do a thing, but it's not going to work. However, parties who have received a copy of the license program are used in 48 CFR consistent with 48 CFR U.S. government end users, the covered code, and use, reproduce, display, perform, sublicense, and distribute the executable version of the initial agreement steward, the Eclipse Foundation. May...
Bye. Did you say the current action?
Yeah.
Oh, because I thought that it was the current action.
The outline just says current.
All right. Well, that's my fault then.
I'm just reading the outline, Brian.
Yeah, you're just here to do a job.
I mean, on another day, maybe I would have said something else.
Maybe you would have run with it.
But not today.
Not today.
Very serious.
Good. Because what we need is these first 2 minutes that show up in the preview to be as dry as possible.
Okay, good.